Hi there, all my Israelite brothers and sisters who understand that eating unclean animals defiles your temple and desecrates the name you are called by. And to my Israelite brothers and sisters who don't understand that unclean animals are still unclean, please continue listening and welcome to Brother Hebert Presents. This is part 4 of Pork and the Unclean. You can follow along with the document by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com.
Pork is found in the Word Studies menu.
In part 3, we learned in Proverbs that the ways and thoughts of the wicked, the proud in heart, and those who justify wickedness and condemn justice, and those who speak lies in the guise of peace, are an abomination to Yahweh. We learned from Sirach that an unclean thing created or formed as unclean cannot be cleansed, and that the thing which is false can come no truth. We saw in Isaiah that our ancestors became so idolatrous and unclean that they profaned the worship of Yahweh just by their presence. Very similar to today's churches that are idolatrous Jewish Jesus worshipers and unclean by reason of their denominated version of the truth, which is not the truth, as no lie is of the truth. We saw a prophecy of redemption which our Israelite ancestors migrating into the wilderness of Europe learned about through the gospel message when it caught up to these lost sheep. We saw that even when we mention the God of Israel, unless we are doing it in truth and in righteousness, we are angering Yahweh and defiling his name. The churches are more guilty than anyone of this, as they mention God, but don't do his commandments. We saw more profaning of the Sabbath day, making it common, because we don't keep it, or we are keeping it, but not in righteousness, because exalting Haimi Jesus on the Sabbath, in the pagan synagogues called churches, which are identified by the Egyptian sun pillar and symbol of Tammuz, is pagan worship. Every Jewish Jesus worshiper is defiled and contaminated by Judeo doctrine, polluted and living a life of desecration because they do not know who they are or whose they are. They only think they do. They do things in the name of Satan and his cronies because they cannot discern the clean from the unclean. We saw that when Yeshua Messiah returns, his garments will be bathed in the blood of the children of Esau, who is Edom, who is the father of the Edomites, which are Jews. Yes, the Jews are chosen, chosen for destruction, wrath, and the lake of fire. We saw Yahweh's abhorrence of swine eaters and those who defile themselves with pigul, which is broth of abominable things, which today is Campbell's pork and beans. We saw that Yahweh counts the transgressor who offers a grain offering is as if he offered swine's blood. Yahweh tells us through Isaiah and Paul that if our people want delusions, delusions they will have. Our people sure have delicatessens, strong, unclean delicatessens on their minds, and they believe lies. Yahweh said their pork eating is evil before his eyes and not what he delights in. And Paul said, they are all damned who have pleasure in unrighteousness. In Jeremiah, we see Yahweh is quite angry that his people, our ancestors, defiled, polluted, and contaminated the land with idolatry. Even the people acted like they were not polluted, just like today's Haimi Jesus worshippers who think they are washed clean by the blood of Jesus, only Haimi's blood is defiling and makes one unclean, and is contaminated with damnation and death. The blood of Jews is dead, their corpuscles are deformed, weak, and diseased, which is why they drink our blood and race mix with us. Where do you think the hundreds of thousands of missing children each year end up? In the bellies of these demons. There is no life in Jewish Jesus, only death. Our ancestors defiled the land with the carcasses of the unclean animals they sacrificed to their idols. Our people today defile the land with their idolatry of Jewish Jesus, the tolerance of abortion, the acceptance of homosexuality, and the proud display of symbols and images and wicked acts that are not of the lifestyle of a true Christian. They are the ways of the common, the unclean, the contaminated, and the ungodly. We see more child sacrifice in the Planned Parenthood offices of Moloch, an abhorrence and abomination to Yahweh. Planned Parenthood is a Jewish enterprise. We are seeing a pattern of pork eating and wickedness. On one hand, there are true Christian Israelites living holy and set apart and clean and pure lives. On the other hand, there are rebellious, stiff-necked, lip service Israelites who don't know who they are, living unholy and common and unclean and impure lives. There is no middle. You are either following the way, or you are stepping in 33,000 other directions which seem like the way, but are nothing but false advertisement that gets you hooked, because it sounds good, feels good, and tastes good.
When you buy a ham, you never quite know what you're getting. Some have water added, some are flavored with artificial smoke. Some are actually pieces from lots of hams. But when you buy a Cure 81 ham, you know what you're getting. It's naturally juicy, naturally smoked, ham after ham after ham. We guarantee it. In fact, Cure 81 hams are so consistently good, to tell them apart, we have to number them.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven will not have ham on the menu.
We continue in Yechezkel. In Ezekiel chapter 4, Yahweh has Ezekiel draw a picture of a siege against Jerusalem. He states that the years of iniquity of the house of Yisrael are filled from the time of Jeroboam and the golden calves and have reached 390 years. The house of Judah has been guilty for 40 years. Yahweh decreed judgment. He sent the Babylonians to lay siege on Jerusalem. The people would starve and eat their own children. Ezekiel 4:13. And Yahweh said,
Even thus shall the children of Yisrael eat their defiled, polluted, foul, and unclean bread among the nations where I will drive them.
The Septuagint reads,
Thus shall the children of Yisrael eat unclean things among the nations.
Hosea 9:3. They shall not dwell in Yahweh's land, but Ephraim, which refers to the house of Israel, shall return to Egypt, a symbol of captivity, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. Ezekiel 4:14. Then said I, Ah, Yahweh, Elohim, behold, my soul has not been polluted, defiled, or contaminated. For from my youth up even till now have I not eaten of that which died of itself, or is torn in pieces, neither came there abominable, unclean flesh into my mouth. Then he said unto me,
Lo, I have given you cow's dung for man's dung, and you shall prepare your bread therewith.
Moreover, he said unto me,
Son of Adam, behold, I will break the staff of bread in Yerushalayim, and they shall eat bread by weight and with care, and they shall drink water by measure and with astonishment, that they may want bread and water, and be appalled with one another, and consume away for their iniquity.
When the children of Israel were under siege, they would eat the leftover seeds and grain found in the animal poop. And when they were taken captive to Assyria and Babylon, they ate unclean animals. When we act as the pagan nations, Yahweh will treat us as pagans. Ezekiel 5:11.
Wherefore, as I live, says Yahweh Elohim, surely, because you have defiled, polluted, and contaminated my sanctuary, the temple, with all your detestable things and filth, and with all your abominations, the disgusting idols. Therefore will I also diminish you, neither shall my eye pardon, neither will I have any pity.
The idolatry then is no different than the idolatry today. Baal, Moloch, Chemosh, Ishtar, the Lord, Jehovah, Jewish Jesus. The symbols are no different. Sun pillars and crosses of Tammuz, church steeples and the cross. The disgusting abominable idols of statues, of saints and crucifixes. Christians are no different than idolaters when they profane their buildings and their bodies with these detestable things. Here is a little history of why ham is a staple for Easter dinner among the pagan Judeo-Christians.
Baked Ham and Cafe of Bourbonnais, every ham is fully cooked and ready to serve. So this Easter, you can spend less time in the kitchen and more time with family. Underneath that sweet, crunchy glaze is the leanest, most moist, and tender ham you'll find anywhere. Whether it's our ham, turkey, sides, or desserts, you know you'll be serving the best this Easter without all the stress. Easter is Sunday, April 5th. Pick up your Easter ham today and make it more special with Honey Baked. Honey Baked Ham and Cafe on Route 102 in Bourbonnais.
Tammuz was fabled to have been wounded and died from the tusk of a wild boar while hunting. Just like Jewish Jesus is passed around 33,000 different denominations of so-called Christianity in different forms, names, and deviations, Tammuz also shared many different mythological names and was adopted by different religions. Yeshua Christ became known as Jesus, Jehovah, the Lord. Jewish Jesus, black, Mexican, Asian, and baby Jesus in Mary's arms. The Babylonians and Sumerians called Tammuz Dumuzu. The Greeks called him Adonis. He was known as the god of fertility and new life. He was the son of Semiramis and Nimrod. Semiramis was both Nimrod's wife and mother. Tammuz was the lover of Astarte, or Ishtar, where we get Easter from. The original form of the Babylonian letter T was the cross, identical to the crosses used today in denominational churchianity. The cross is a pagan symbol. The steeple on churches are pagan Egyptian sun pillars. This identifies these churches as pagan temples. They are not Christian. Yahweh and his son, Yeshua Christ, are not identified by symbols. Symbols are idols and graven images. If Christ was killed by a noose, or a sword, or a gun, would that be the symbol on the steeple, or around your neck on a chain, or on Bibles? When Tammuz was 40 years old, he was hunting in the woods and he was killed by a wild boar, a pig. That is why we eat ham on Easter Ishtar Day, even though it is against Yahweh's commandments to eat pig. He took after his father Nimrod in that he was a mighty hunter. After Tammuz died, his mother Semiramis began a custom in Babylon called 40 Days of Weeping for Tammuz, where people were commanded to fast and pray for Tammuz in the underworld. They exchanged one day of pleasure in this life for each year of Tammuz's life. Today in the Roman Catholic Church, this has been renamed Lent. These 40 days of fasting would begin on what is called Ash Wednesday in the Catholic Church and many Protestant churches, with the cross of Tammuz being written in ash on the forehead of the faithful. The priests would take ashes and place a mark, which is an X, on the foreheads as he would recite a declaration about how we were created from the ashes and to ashes we shall return. Christians are told that when they celebrated Lent, that they were commemorating the time when our Messiah fasted and prayed in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Satan is a liar. That is what they are made to believe that Lent was all about. But the truth of the matter is that Yeshua the Messiah fasted and prayed during the 40 days of repentance leading up to the Day of Atonement. The Hebrew descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have a tradition of fasting and repenting for 40 days leading up to the Day of Atonement, and this is when our Messiah fasted and prayed. It had nothing to do with Lent or Easter. Here we see Yahweh condemning this practice called weeping for Tammuz, which today is called Lent. Ezekiel 8:12. Then said Yahweh unto me,
Son of Adam, have you seen what the ancients of the house of Yisrael do in secret? Every man in the chambers of his carved figures. For they say, Yahweh sees us not. Yahweh has forsaken the land.
He said also unto me,
Turn you yet again, and you shall see greater abominations and disgusting wickedness that they do.
Then he brought me to the door of the gate of Yahweh's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Today, in many cultures, people make Easter bread or hot crossed buns. The people do not realize that they are inadvertently offering up cakes to the Queen of Heaven, who is Ishtar. Jeremiah 7:18.
The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger?
Says Yahweh.
Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces?
Therefore, thus says Yahweh Elohim,
Behold, my anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast, and upon the trees of the field, and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched.
Semiramis, Nimrod's mother, who was worshipped as the fertility goddess Ishtar, became known in other cultures as Magna Mater, the Great Mother, and she was worshipped as Mother Earth. The sun mated with the earth each spring, and the rites of spring, symbolized by the Maypole and Easter, came 9 moons, or 9 months, before December 25th on the birth of the winter sun. Her Assyrian name is Ishtar, which is where we derive the name Easter. Easter, the goddess of the dawn, is the universal goddess of fertility throughout history since the Tower of Babel. She began as Nimrod's wife, Semiramis, and then after Yahweh scattered the Adamic nations and confused their languages at the Tower of Babel, her image with her baby son, Tammuz, migrated to other nations under different names. This is why we see the Catholics elevate Mary and demote Yeshua to a baby in her arms. The Romans called her Astarte, but later she was called Venus, and the Phoenicians called her Asherah. The Hebrews called her Ashtaroth, the consort of Baal. Her emblem is the flower of the lily. She is the goddess of the dawn, and her statue stands on a bridge in France. The French made a colossus of this image, and it now stands in New York Harbor, facing east, referring to the name Ishtar, or Easter. We call this idol of her the Statue of Liberty. As we can begin to see, the USA is actually a pagan nation, a corporate pagan nation. Why is she facing the east? Ezekiel 8:15. Then said he unto me,
Have you seen this, O son of Adam? Turn you yet again, and you shall see greater abominations and disgusting wickednesses than these.
And he brought me into the inner court of Yahweh's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of Yahweh, between the porch and the altar were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of Yahweh and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. The French Illuminati donated this statue to America in order to bring the spirit of Jezebel's influence upon our nation. Jezebel is another name for Ishtar. The torch that she carries is the light of Lucifer, the same light of Freemasonry. It is also said to be of a severed phallic symbol. And the Lady Liberty is actually transgender, as androgyny is the way of Lucifer and his minions. Easter is a day that is honored by nearly all of contemporary Christianity and is used to celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which now we know is actually Tammuz, not Yeshua. The holiday often involves a church service at sunrise, a feast which includes an Easter ham, decorated eggs, and stories about rabbits. And Christians would say,
"Well, that's not important. It's about Jesus' resurrection, and besides, Easter is for the kids."
What they don't understand is that they are teaching their children to be pagans, and that these ignorant so-called Christians cannot differentiate between the clean and the unclean, the dark and the light, wickedness and righteousness. It matters what we believe. Most will find out after it's too late. Chapter 14 is a call to turn from idols. The people were setting up idols in their hearts and minds. Ezekiel 14:15.
"That I may take the house of Yisra'el in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore, say unto the house of Yisra'el, thus says Yahweh Elohim, repent, and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations and disgusting abhorrences, that the house of Yisra'el may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted, defiled, contaminated, and made unclean any more with all their transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I may be their Elohim, says Yahweh Elohim."
Yahweh chastises the people because they set their idols upon their hearts and minds, and they would come to a prophet to inquire of him concerning Yahweh. Yahweh is saying that the true prophets would not give the counsel of Yahweh to a sinful man. The sinners are to be cast out. Repentance must come first before inquiring of Yahweh. Today's churchgoers have Jewish Jesus set up in their hearts and minds, and they inquire of God through their pulpit pimps who tell them more crooked things. The blind leading the blind. Ezekiel 20, verse 2. "Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying,
Son of Adam, speak unto the elders of Yisra'el, and say unto them, thus says Yahweh Elohim, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, says Yahweh Elohim, I will not be inquired of by you."
Yahweh does not inquire of sinners. They have no standing in prayer. We must first acknowledge and repent. Then he will listen. Verse 4.
"Will you judge them, son of Adam? Will you judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers."
The Septuagint reads,
"Shall I utterly take vengeance on them, son of Adam? Testify to them of the iniquities of their fathers, and say unto them, thus says Yahweh Elohim, in the day when I chose Yisra'el, and lifted up my hand as an oath unto the seed of the house of Jacob, I had made myself known unto them in the land of Mitzrayim, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim. In the day that I lifted up my hand unto them, to bring them forth of the land of Mitzrayim into a land that I sought out for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the most beautiful of all lands. Then said I unto them, Cast you away every man the abominations and detestable filth of his eyes, and defile, pollute, make impure, and contaminate not yourselves with the idols of Mitzrayim. I am Yahweh your Elohim.
Idolatry is detestable filth to Yahweh. You are counted as polluted, impure, unclean, and contaminated when you have idols in your life. Jewish Jesus is an idol. Catholicism is idolatry. The 33,000 denominations that call themselves Christianity is idolatry. Ezekiel 22:26.
Her priests and pastors have violated my law, and have profaned, defiled, polluted, and made common my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane, common and unholy. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and impure and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned and desecrated among them.
Holy things are things Yahweh set apart. Yahweh set his people apart from all other peoples. Yahweh's laws are set apart and holy. Yahweh's temple and the vessels thereof were set apart and holy. Yahweh's appointed days, Sabbaths, and feast days are set apart. When we profane Yahweh's holy, set-apart things, we dishonor and violate the covenant. Mixing paganism and Judeo-Christianity with the true Christianity of Scripture defiles and profanes Yahweh's holy, set-apart word. The churches have defiled the doctrine of Scripture, the Word, and the Gospel. The churches have defiled themselves by identifying as trans-Gentiles. The churches have desecrated our Savior, Yeshua Messiah, by labeling him as a Jew. The churches have profaned the Sabbath day and everything they do because they put no difference between the holy and the profane. The true word and doctrine of Scripture is not the doctrines of the 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity. How can 33,000 different versions of Scripture be Scripture? It can't. That is why there is a difference between the belief and 33,000 other beliefs. The difference between the clean and unclean is a reference to people. Yahweh's children are the clean, holy, and set-apart people of the race of Adam. The other races, mixed races, and Jews are the unclean, unholy, and impure, ethically and religiously. The churches allow other races, mixed race couples, sinners, and ham dinners into their worship. The churches are profaned, defiled, impure, ethically and religiously polluted. They put no difference between the holy and the profane. As a result of their ignorance and because they have been brainwashed by Jewish hokum, they have profaned Yahweh. Yahweh cannot be worshipped, honored, and set apart if he is diluted 33,000 different ways. Yahweh cannot be obeyed if these churches threw away his laws and commandments and the food laws. Yahweh cannot be called upon if these pew warmers are living in sinful ignorance, calling him Lord Baal and Haimi Jesus. Yahweh cannot be in your presence if you are profaning your temple with unclean animals, defiled doctrine, polluted understanding, and lack of reverence to his laws. The churches have been teaching worthless and damning lies. Verse 27.
Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls to get dishonest gain.
Isaiah 1:23. Your princes are rebellious, companions of thieves, loving bribes, seeking after rewards, not pleading for orphans, and not heeding the cause of widows. Back to Ezekiel, verse 28.
And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing visions of emptiness, and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus says Yahweh Elohim, when Yahweh has not spoken.
What the churches teach you is not found in Scripture. The churches are continuing to spread untempered mortar upon a foundation of profaned doctrine. 33,000 versions of profaned doctrine, which leads to the ditch and the second death. It matters who and what we believe. Ezekiel 36:16. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying,
Son of Adam, when the house of Yisrael dwelt in their own land, they defiled, polluted, contaminated it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness and filthiness of a removed woman.
Idolatry, false doctrine, and common ways are contaminating and filthiness. You become polluted and unclean when you adopt the way of the common society. Verse 18.
Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood and child sacrifices that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols wherewith they have polluted, defiled, and contaminated it. And I scattered the house of Yisrael among the nations, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings, I judged them.
The nations at the time were Assyria, Media, and Persia. Verse 20.
And when they entered unto the nations where they went, they profaned, polluted, desecrated, and made common my holy name, when they said to them, These are the people of Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity and compassion for my holy name, which the house of Yisrael had profaned, polluted, desecrated, and made common among the nations where they went. Therefore say unto the house of Yisrael, Thus says Yahweh Elohim, I do not do this for your sakes, O house of Yisrael, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned, polluted, desecrated, and made common among the nations where you went.
Psalm 106:8. Nevertheless, he preserved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. Verse 23 of Ezekiel.
And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned, polluted, desecrated, and made common among the nations, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the nations shall know that I am Yahweh, says Yahweh Elohim, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land.
A dual prophecy. The Judahites returned to Jerusalem, the law, and proper worship after their captivity in Babylon. They were again scattered and migrated into Europe and America after Christ died, which is why the dual part of this prophecy cannot be Palestine. Verse 25.
Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean morally from all your filthiness, your ethical and religious uncleanness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. I will also save you from all your uncleannesses and filthinesses, and I will call for the grain, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you.
Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, for he shall deliver his people from their sins. Romans 11:26. And so all Yisrael shall be preserved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. This happened here in America, for we are the sons of Jacob. We left pagan society. We left Catholic religious domination. We started anew and under God here in America, as prophesied in 2 Samuel 7:10. We are the ones who spread the gospel and brought Christianity to the world. The Jews did not do this because they are not the Israelites of the Bible. They desecrated and made common the name we are called by and got us to identify as trans-Gentiles and call upon Haimi Jesus and the Lord Baal. They have defiled our minds with Judeo-Christianity, and once again we are abhorred by the Father.
Special on pork chops? Charlie loves pork chops. That's a special?
Even on sale, good pork chops cost good money, so don't gamble. Get Shake and Bake coating mix. It makes the most of your pork chops. Look, the golden coating seals in the juices for plump, juicy pork chops at their tender best.
Charlie, flip for those pork chops, Pete.
Get Shake and Bake, regular or barbecue style. It makes the most of your pork chops.
And the swine, because this animal divides the hoof and makes claws of the hoof, and it does not chew the cud, is unclean to you. When will you people listen?
Yahweh is speaking of the priesthood upon the return from Babylonian captivity. Ezra and Nehemiah were the ones who led the rebuilding, reinstitution of the law, and the return to Yahweh. Ezekiel 44:23.
And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, between the set apart and the common, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean.
These are references to people and the other races. If you don't believe that the unclean is a reference to the other races, and is just an opinion and hate speech, let's go back to verse 7 and a reference in Deuteronomy. The context of chapter 44 is the use of the temple. Verse 7.
In that you have brought into my sanctuary racial aliens, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute, make it common, and desecrate it. Even my house, when you offered my bread, the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant because of all your abominations and disgusting filth and wickedness.
Stranger in verse 7 is H5236, Nekar, a racial alien. Those outside the race of Israel do not have the same spirit we have. They are not circumcised in the heart, and were not circumcised in the flesh. They were not even permitted in the temple, at any time. Deuteronomy 23:2, a bastard, a mamzer, a racial alien shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. Even to his 10th generation shall he not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. A bastard is a child of incest, a child of illegitimacy, alien, mixed. Yahweh set the children of Yisrael apart from the other races. The Jews are a mixed breed. Still don't believe it? Yahweh states it twice. Verse 8.
And you have not kept the charge of my holy things, but you have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. Thus says Yahweh Elohim, no racial alien, uncircumcised in heart, nor uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary of any racial alien that is among the children of Yisrael.
The churches teach that anyone who believes can receive of the promises and covenants. They open their doors to all. They give that which is holy to the dogs. They trample the word of God in order to increase their attendance and revenue. The churches don't understand that Christianity is not a religion. It's not a club. Christianity is our heritage and way of life. It's our history, our people, our instructions, and our God. It's not for those outside our race. Yahweh never changed his mind and added everybody else. The churches teach that. They have no right to give that which is holy and set apart to the dogs. If this all sounds cruel and hateful, take it up with Yahweh. He made the rules. He set apart his people from all people. And just because we are set apart doesn't mean we are to hate the other races. But it doesn't mean we are to allow them into our congregations, our fellowship, our countries, or to race mix with them. Ezekiel is filled with statements of Yahweh's displeasure with the children of Yisrael because they have defiled themselves with idolatry and race mixing. He sent the Babylonians to desecrate the land, the people, the temple, the houses, and the city and everything in it, because Israel started the wickedness of contaminating everything Yahweh blessed them with, and he appointed the Babylonians to finish the job of desecration. Daniel and the children of Israel were in Babylonian captivity. King Nebuchadnezzar ordered that some of the children of Israel to stand in the king's palace to teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Daniel 1:5. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Yahuda, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile, pollute, or desecrate himself with the portion of the king's food, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile, pollute, and desecrate himself. The Babylonians ate everything, but even in captivity Daniel chose to obey Yahweh's food laws. Verse 9. Now Elohim had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel,
I fear my master the king, who has appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse looking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall you make me endanger my head to the king.
He was worried Daniel would be malnourished. Verse 11. Then said Daniel to Melsar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove your servants, I beseech you, 10 days, and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before you, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as you see, deal with your servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat, and the wine that they should drink, and gave them vegetables. As for these 4 children, Elohim gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. With fasting, eating clean, and obedience comes knowledge, understanding, and preservation. Our bodies are a temple, and Yahweh wants a clean place to abide. Daniel chapter 9 is about the 70 weeks prophecy. The house of Judah was in Babylonian captivity for 70 years. It was punishment for their idolatry and race mixing, and for not observing the land Sabbaths for 70 years. The angel Gabriel appeared unto Daniel as he was praying for his people. Gabriel showed Daniel a vision of 70 weeks of years, which equals 490 years. It culminated with the sacrifice of Yeshua Messiah, in which he fulfills the ritual laws of sacrifice and becomes our high priest, which ends the priesthood of men. He made an end of sin under the old covenant, which was the end of sin offerings to the priests who made the atonements. We must still repent and follow the law, and when we sin, we must come to Yeshua for forgiveness, not priests or any other mediator. Yeshua's sacrifice made reconciliation for our sins through his blood. Everlasting righteousness was available to those of the seed of Jacob who are obedient to Christ. Yeshua sealed up the vision and prophecy by fulfilling it, and before he fulfilled this prophecy, he was anointed. All these things were fulfilled in Christ's first advent. Gabriel states that the prophecy begins from the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. This decree was given by Artaxerxes in 457 BC. 457 BC plus 490 years equals 33 AD. Daniel 9:27.
And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations and detestable idols he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
Isaiah 42:6.
I, Yahweh, have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand, and will keep you, and give you for a covenant of the people, for a light of the nations.
Matthew 26:28. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Yeshua confirmed the covenant with his people, Israel, during the final 7-day week of the 70 weeks prophecy. When the Greeks became the dominant empire, they warred with the Judahites in Jerusalem, namely the Maccabees. The Greeks had profaned the temple by setting up idols and sacrificed pigs on the altar. They forced the Judahites to eat swine's flesh or die. They forbade them to keep their own laws and customs and forced them to adopt the common customs of the pagans. The same thing has happened today. The Jews that gained positions of authority and control the media are forcing their Jewish values upon us, commonizing us into defiled, foul, and unclean, detestable filth. They have profaned Christianity and divided it into 33,000 versions and deceived the whole world into believing the Jews are Israel. So the minds, hearts, and worship of everybody who thinks they are Christian are really Antichrist. It matters who and what we believe. It separates us from the holy and the profane. We are either set apart and consecrated, or we are common and desecrated.
Little bacon flavors baked in every box of Betcha Bacon. Betcha when you buy a box, you'll bet you wish you bought a batch.
Blissful bacon flavors baked in Betcha...
Blissful bacon.
Baked in Betcha...
Blissful bacon flavors baked in every box of Betcha's...
Betcha when you buy a box, you'll betcha wish you bought a batch.
Betcha Bacon, a new snack from General Mills. Buy a botch.
You have heard, it has been said, Betcha when you buy a box, you'll wish you bought a batch. But I say unto you, do not buy a box or a batch, or anything with bacon. For your Father in heaven has deemed swine as unclean and impure unto you.
Hosea chapter 5 is against the priests who were responsible for leading the people into sin. Hosea 5:3.
I know Ephraim, and Yisrael is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, you commit whoredom and religious fornication, and Yisrael is defiled by idolatry, polluted, contaminated, made unclean and impure. They will not refrain from their religious practices to turn unto their Elohim, for the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they have not known Yahweh. And the pride of Yisrael does testify to his face. Therefore shall Yisrael and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Yahuda also shall fall with them.
They did fall. The Assyrians deported all of the house of Israel and much of Judah. The churches are in the same situation. Their religious practices are against God. They are worshipers of Jews. They don't know Yahweh or His word, and go about trusting in made-up doctrines and crooked paths to salvation, which lead to the second death. Worship to Yahweh and His Son Yeshua is not the same as worship to the Lord and His Son Haimi Jesus. The life church Christians live is not the same as the heritage and way of true Christians who know who we are and whose we are. Without true knowledge and understanding and living in the way, these people are defiled, profane, polluted, impure, and unclean, especially for worship. They are an abomination and a filthy, detestable, and disgusting abhorrence to Yahweh, contaminated by Jewish hokum. They are no different than the common people who know not God. The book of Hosea is about the coming Assyrian invasion and deportation of Israel for their sins of idolatry, race mixing, and abominations. Yahweh is chastising them for going a-whoring with the other nations, both with their pagan kinsmen and the cursed seed alien tribes. Hosea 9:3. They shall not dwell in Yahweh's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean and impure things in Assyria. They shall not offer wine offerings to Yahweh, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as the bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted, impure, and contaminated. For their bread for their soul, meaning their teaching, shall not come into the house of Yahweh. We are unrecognizable as his children when we go after other gods and lusts and races. When a nation is in sin, we are not blessed. We return to captivity. Practicing sinners eat unclean things, their worship is polluted, and their defiled beliefs are of false hope. When the sinners are in their condition of sin, and being disobedient, they are in a delusional dream world because they are not seeing punishment yet. Jeremiah 44:16.
As for the word that you have spoken unto us in the name of Yahweh, we will not hearken unto you, but we will certainly do whatever thing goes forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings, and our princes, in the cities of Yehuda, and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil.
But punishment will come, and there will be gnashing of teeth, and they will be saying,
But Lord, Lord!
They won't escape in some rapture. They will be bacon for mercy and not receive it, because when he called, they did not listen. When the trumpet sounds, it's too late. You pork-eating, antinomian, Jaime Jesus just believers better wake up before the Master returns. Verse 10.
I found Yisrael like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your forefathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her time. But they went to Baal Peor, and separated and dedicated themselves unto that shame. And their abominations and detestable filthy idols were according as they loved.
Numbers 25:3. And Yisrael joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Yisrael. Psalm 106:28. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. This again is a reference to race mixing, where in Numbers chapters 24 and 25, the men of Israel were joining themselves to Baal Peor and to the daughters of Moab. Most Christians are ignorant that ancient Baal worship included fertility rituals and public acts of sexual orgies. This brought a plague among the Israelites in which 24,000 men died in a single day. The plague was stayed only when Phinehas slew one of the Israelites along with the woman whom he was coupled with, a pagan shish kebab.
Spam. Don't knock it till you've fried it. Sizzle, pork, and
I advise you not to try it, and to overcome, so that when you knock, I shall receive you as clean and pure, and I shall come in and dine with you, and you with me, and we shall eat the animals I deemed clean.